Right now, it is time for us to go around the world, or at least halfway around the world. We'll be joined in just a few seconds by Arjun Singh, who's in Jaisalmer, India. And we speak to Arjun the first Wednesday of every month. Good morning, good day, good evening, Arjun. I don't hear you there, Arjun. For some reason, we don't have... Let me try this one. There we go, Arjun.
Hello.
There you go. I've got you now.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, yes. I'm fine here. Everything is okay here, but conditions are getting worse again here. It's because of COVID-19 right now. And now it's a community spread in my town of Jaisalmer. 20 to 30 persons getting infected every day, and about 25 person they just passed away. It's just because of COVID, and all the hospital beds are full. And if we have a bed problem, then we have to run for Jodhpur, a big town, 300 kilometers far from here, if there's any emergency. So life is getting worse now. I can say now it's not good here in my town of Jaisalmer.
Now, what are you doing to protect you and your family?
Well, the thing is that we are not going out of home. For example, me and my wife and like my brother who are in government services. So we are working as volunteers at the COVID centers. There are so many COVID, all the schools are right now as COVID centers. So we are just giving our duties there at the COVID centers. And so it's really tough, not easy for us. And we are just having masks every time when we are out, keeping social distances, just following all the health advisory. But the problem is that now it's in community everywhere. So you can't even, in my school, the two teachers are now infected and now they are in the hospital. So it's really tough because how can you keep away from the people? Like if you are working as a volunteer in at a COVID center, you are going there, well, no students, no gatherings, no weddings, no marriages, no functions. We have in Hindi, I can explain you, that is called Dhara 144. That means five people can't get together at a one place. So you are not allowed by the government together more than five people. So everything is banned here, but the shops are open and the people, the market is open, because it's not easy now for the poor people to stay at home, because if they don't earn, then they can't survive anymore. So the people are out there and life is very risky. The thing is that like every day we have 20 to 25, sometimes 30 persons getting infected in the town of Jaisalmer. And the problem is that we just last month we had 0% death rate at that time, but now 20 persons died, and just because of that COVID. And the problem is that they are not all old people, but like 40 years old to 50 years old people. So really, I can say now this is the time which we followed the health advisory in the months of March and April. And at that time, there was not even a single case. But now the cases are increasing. So the people are really worried and afraid, but they know that this is the only thing, because it's a small town. We don't have good medical facilities. So if you are in emergency, then you have to run to 300 kilometers in Jodhpur. And even the conditions in Jodhpur is worse there, because all the beds in the hospitals are full. And if you go in a private hospital, then you have to pay a lot. They say sometimes you have to pay like 40,000 to 50,000 per day, like $800 to $100 for a one-day fee in the private hospital. So it's not easy for people, for the middle-class people, to just afford that. So if, in the government hospitals, everything is free, like medicines and everything is free. But the problem is that the hospitals are full, the beds are full, and even the doctors are now getting sick, and they are very tired for last 4 to 5 months they are working there. So we had only one doctor working as a specialist here, but right now 15 more doctors were appointed, and now they all are working here, and paramedical staff and volunteers. The thing is that the volunteers, they are playing very important role, like teachers and policemen and nurses. And if they get sick, if they get infected, then it would be a big trouble.
Now, to protect yourself and your family, how do you go out and how do you do food shopping?
Pardon?
How do you go out and do food shopping? How do you go to the grocery stores and everything like that? Do you feel safe doing that?
Well, we mostly people live in a joint families, and this corona spread in months of March and April, so the people, they were very alert. So we have like the store of grocery for 2 to 3 months, so we need not to go out and buy the things, because the people here, they just prepare food and eat. So we don't keep the things in fridge or refrigerators, like chapati. So for that you need wheat flour and like lentils, and you need not to buy vegetables. So you have some like milk or curd if you have at home, so you can use that. So we don't go out really to buy anything. The things we keep in our house, and you can just get it for 7 to 8 days, and after, once in a week, you can go just out at a safe place where there is no crowd, or you can ask the person to deliver at your home, because home delivery is right now, it's in our life nowadays, because it was not before that COVID-19. There was not even a single shop where you can get the home delivery. Now you just call someone and they just give you home delivery. Well, you have to pay extra for that, but now people are just taking interest in that because it's quite safe. So people, we get the things at our home. If we order some things, like it takes about one and a couple of hours, and you get a grocery at your home. But the problem is that, like a teacher, like I have to go to the school early in the morning, 7 a.m. every day. So when I come back, like at 2 or 2:30 in the afternoon, there, then that is the right time, and then I ask Anita or my son to come out of the home, and then I use a lot of sanitizers, and then I go directly in the washroom there, and then I take bath there. So you have to keep very safe yourself, because every day when I go out, I get in contact with the people. Right now, as I told you, two teachers of my school staff, now they are infected. So I just, as we came to know that they are infected, we called to the hospital staff and police staff and to the other administrations, and they sent volunteers to sanitize our school. Well, the school is sanitized, but a lot of things like chairs, and you sit sometimes, you touch things there, so the risk is there. So whenever I go back to the home, or other employees who are working as a volunteers, they come just back to their homes, we follow all that health advisory strictly. We wear gloves and mask every time, and keep the sanitizer in our pocket. And as when we come back, we just directly go, even we don't open the gate, we just call someone, and then like Gildar comes out and he opens the gate, and then I go directly without touching anything, and then go in the washroom where the hot water is already ready there, so I take bath. So really it's risky time. We never thought that it would be here in Jaisalmer. We heard on the newspapers that it's happening in Delhi and in Mumbai, in big cities, but now it's coming in small towns like Jaisalmer.
Now is Gildar going to school? Is he still going to school, or is he doing it remotely?
Gildar?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just now, I bought a laptop for him, so he's just studying online right now. So no risk for him, because he's not going out of the home.
Okay, so he does all his schooling then via the internet.
Yes, via the internet. Because the school where he's working, it's a senior secondary school, and they have that smart classes there. So every day from 7:30 in the morning to 12:30, they have online education. The teacher just teaches them online, and they just it's just like a video class. What I don't know, it's called Google Meet or something like that. And then they get the lessons there. Well, it's not possible in my school, because I have about 400 students in my school, and they don't have smartphones, and I don't have smart classes. So I can't teach them on the online. But the school of the Gildar, they are just providing this facility to their students, because this is the only one school, and all the students, they belong to the good families. They have laptops and they have internet access. But in the villages, it's not possible.
But they're still going to school in the villages.
Yeah, we are still going to the school. The teachers, all the teachers, we can't even get a leave, because if you want, if you are like sick, then you have to just take in certificate from the doctor, then you have to submit that certificate to the education department, and then they just grant leave to you. Otherwise, you can't say that I'm sick. So you have to prove that you are sick. Otherwise, you have to, because now I think the whole responsibility now goes to those volunteers, like teachers, policemen, and nurses, because if they are not there, then I think the trouble will be more worse there.
Now, one final question. Is it like here, do the infected people there have symptoms, or are they asymptomatic, where they don't show symptoms and then they just find out that they have the disease?
Well, they don't really. 90% of cases, asymptomatic means they no fever, no any symptom there, no cough there. But when they go for the report, like for the test, and sometimes they come negative, and then but now the medical staff, or I can see the doctors, they have now other idea, and that they just ask to go for the CT scan of the lungs. And there are so many cases where the report of the COVID-19 is negative, but when they go for the CT scan, they find their lungs infected. So now they just tell to everyone to go for the CT scan and get that CT scan of the lungs. So it's completely asymptomatic, no symptoms there, no fever, nothing is there. You can't say that you are sick, but if you get your CT scan of your lungs and you think that you are feeling a little bit problem in breathing there, and then you come to know that you are serious. So it's really tough for us because, like my teachers, the two teachers, they got in contact with some other people who were infected, but they were not infected. But when they came to know that they got in contact with some infected people, and they went for testing, and then they got their report positive. So now it's a big trouble. The first thing is that a small town, not big hospitals, no many doctors here. The other thing is that it's asymptomatic. So that is the big problem. And the third one is that for it's a long time, people are now tired of staying at home because they just followed this in the month of March, April, May. So it's getting more and more tough for the people there. But when we came to know about the persons that they are dying, 20 people died in Jaisalmer. Every day you have the information of two or three person dying, and it's on social media. They are 40 years old and 45 years old, and nothing happened. In a couple of days, they got sick, and then they were just transferred to Jodhpur, referred to Jodhpur Hospital, and then they got their bodies back, and even their parents, even their family members can't see their body. It's completely wrapped in plastics, and you can't even touch there. So now it's getting trouble. The videos which we saw early in the months of March and April from Italy and other countries, now it's happening in this area.
Well, I want you and your family to stay safe and stay healthy, and we'll check in with you again in a month. But stay safe and stay healthy, okay?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for your wishes, and we will do our level best to keep ourselves safe from this COVID-19, and hopefully the good days will be back.
All right, Arjun, we'll speak to you later on. Arjun Singh, Around the World, here on Robinhood Radio. You can find Arjun, of course, on demand at robinhoodradio.com on demand.